happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Why weren't you on that yesterday? You guys are in love with statistics.
You know how it is with kids, all the days blur together.
I'm sorry?
You know how it is with kids, all the days blur together.
Yes.
Did Clay, was he able to do anything in the pre-practice stuff? No, we're going to list Clay is out this week.
So,
is there a long-term concern there, Mike?
No, just a chance to talk with Clay yesterday, making progress. Won't be available this week.
How did Starks and Cook get through their padded practice?
Looks good. I know James saw him briefly this morning. Feels good, so we'll see what the day brings us, and they're definitely making progress. So James is very close, and we'll see how Jared is, come Saturday.
You've had a hard time making an inactives list lately. You got a chance to actually have some hard decisions, some good decisions to make, do you think, for Sunday?
It'll be better than last week, so I mean, that's an improvement. We're getting healthier, and that's important. But frankly, the focus is on the preparation, finalizing the preparation for the Titans, and so we'll do that today, with the classroom environment and the stay program, and have a good practice tomorrow and get on a plane. So I feel good about where we are so far.
My comment was it just to get outside and practice all week this week.
Definitely, the weather's been tremendous. To be outside is always the preferred. To be on the grass, especially you get to this time of year, you want to max out as much as possible before we switch fields, because once the field freezes, then we go into Nitsky for the heated field, but we have to do the combination and the early work inside. So the longer we can stay outside and practice on the have a full practice on the grass, I think it definitely helps our football team.
You mentioned the 21 personnel groups a couple times. Do you have to cut back on the menu of plays in each of those personnel groups, or somebody that plays the same in 10 personnel groups that you can kind of just do what you want to do regardless?
Well, really, my talking about 21 personnel groups really wasn't to get into the game plan or scheme. It was really just an answer to a question about the personnel utilization of our offense. So, for the injuries and just the way we've changed, obviously we're using more personnel groups and getting the younger guys involved more. So, and that's the way you do it. So you just try to create packages that helps, the younger inexperienced players get ready to do packages as opposed to doing the whole offense. So volume goes up and down a little bit each week, and really who you're playing, where you're playing, healthier football team really depends on the volume.
Mike, I think you were in Kansas City right around 93 when Dick and Dom were getting the zone blitz together in Pittsburgh. You might have even caught them, I think, in one of the playoff games that year. Do you remember just what your impressions were, when they were kind of bringing that back?
Yeah, definitely. 93, we actually beat the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs to move on, move on to the second round. I went down to Houston. I actually beat those guys that were number one seed, and we went to Buffalo and lost the AFC Championship game in Buffalo. But Steelers, very, very good football team. And really the pressure, it was really schematically was probably the toughest thing to deal with in that era of football, clearly. So because it really challenged your hot packages, whether you had hot receivers or if you were from the family of sight adjust. So it really challenged those concepts because it would break rules of how you handle pressure from a protection standpoint. It would break rules that existed prior to that. So it definitely was the new and successful pressure packages, particularly in the early 90s. I know Dom, they really started it before that in the New Orleans Saints in the late 80s, and he took it to Pittsburgh, I want to say, in 91, 92, so.
Along those lines, trends come and trends go. Heck, we remember talking about the read option every day back a few years ago. What do you think that's endured so well, the zone blitz? What's made that such a successful thing that's just stuck for a quarter century.
It's a solid, you know, it's a solid concept. I mean, if you look at concepts that come into the league, they're really a variation of something that's happened, you know, prior. So, and I've quoted Jimmy Ray, an unbelievable football coach I had the privilege of working with for 6 years in Kansas City. I remember it was actually 1993. He told me, he said, just remember this about scheme. He said, scheme is it's an evolution. It just keeps going round and round. So whether it's the bare defense or, you know, if it's a 3-4 package, you know, zone blitz, he says these things were probably done 10, 15 years ago, but he says it's important to stay on the front end of the cycle because things just keep getting recycled in and out of this game, and it's really about how to use the players. Rules affected too, obviously. And you can just see how the teams are built today compared to the 90s. So, and that was great advice because I think that's really held up to be true.
Well, how did Demaryius look yesterday from Randall?
Good, getting better. Yeah, same thing. I really don't know until we get through today. There's a report that's done at the end of the day about 4 o'clock. I usually get it. So, and then from that, we'll set the plan for Saturday.
At least at this point in the week, he's got a shot for Sunday.
Well, he's making progress. Yeah, we'll see.
Any limitations on Randall Cobb this week?
No, he's going to play as a full-time player.